New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. I'm Lisa Davis. My lovely co-host Andrea is away today. Joining me now are two wonderful, happy, healthy guys that I met on social media. They were on my show, It's Your Health. We had such a fantastic time. And I said, you know what? You guys got to come on Naturally Savvy. So we've got Dr. Randy Johns and Dr. Rob Vasquez. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello. Thank you
so much for having us on today. We are super excited. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you guys back. All right. So let's start with you, Dr. Randy Johns. Let's talk a little bit about your background and then Dr. Rob, and then we're going to jump into the fabulous work that you guys are doing to help people live happier, healthier lives.
Yeah. So our training is we're chiropractors. And at the time for me, I had was running a very large holistic wellness clinic here in Texas. And I was diagnosed with late stage cancer, and this was back in July of 2010. You can imagine the, wow. You know, the shock of that diagnosis. Considering, you know, I'm the one trying to help everybody else, right, live their best, happy, healthy life, and be well from the inside out, which is the way we know all health really has to happen. So when I got sick, I was forced to make some very tough decisions. They offered me chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, drug trial. And check this out, hospice, and none of those options sounded good to me. So they'd given me about a 2 month to 2 year death sentence. So I ended up leaving the country, and I went to Spain. And I heard about a doctor there who really looked at the body holistically, didn't really want to treat disease, but wanted to help the body begin to adapt again chemically, physically, and emotionally, which we know that's really what health's all about, is adapting to your environment. So I go to Spain, and within 5 weeks, the cancer is completely gone, no trace. And so that literally changed my life on so many levels, way beyond my health. But there was a responsibility, I believe, that I felt, that Dr. Rob felt at the time, that we better start learning and training and bringing in some strategies that can help people live better lives. And there's some things that we were doing, Lisa, that were creating problems in our lives, some misinformation, so to say. And it's crazy how you look back and you can see where things that maybe you used to believe or do were no longer, you don't do those anymore because they just weren't true. And more importantly, they weren't working.
Well, Dr. Johns, what were some of those things that you were doing that you later realized weren't working?
Yeah, so for me, I always talk about my life, BC, before cancer, and then, of course, AC, after cancer. So before cancer, I really ate way too much food. I snacked a lot. Multiple meals per day because I was trying to be big. So I worked out, you know, sometimes twice a day. So I was addicted to exercise, eating over 300 grams of protein, lots of bars and shakes and snacks and meals, which I was really making myself big because I was really an insulin dependent eater. Because every time, of course, we eat, our body secretes insulin. Well, that's good in moderation. But when you're eating that often, you know, insulin tells the body to store fat for energy versus burn fat for energy. And it puts you in a growth mode. Of course, we really shouldn't be growing past about 18 years old. So I was forcing myself to be about 185 pounds, where normally my body now, I'm about 170 pounds. So I think that was a huge mistake, way too much protein, way too much food, snacking all day long. Really the diet-induced thermogenesis, where eating to burn calories to speed up metabolism isn't really beneficial past about three meals. If that was the case, let's eat 10 times a day, we'd all be skinny. So after cancer, now eating a lot less often, putting my body into a hormonally correct place where it can repair.
Oh, that's nice. You know, Dr. Johns, I am very curious, and I'm sure the listeners are as well. What were some of the things that the doctor did in Spain?
I know that's it's interesting. There were definitely things I was not familiar with, just traditionally the way we've all been trained and look at health here. So, so one of the strategies the doctor used was it was called ozone therapy. So they would draw up my blood. Of course, my blood was depleted of oxygen. It was a real dark brown color, and they would flush it full of the ozone, turn it bright red, and then reinfuse the blood back into my body systemically. So you know, cancer doesn't do well in the presence of oxygen. And of course, healthy cells do phenomenal. It's a critical nutrient to every cell in the body. So they would do ozone treatments with me. And by the way, when you do these treatments, you don't feel sick. You're not losing your hair. You actually feel like you can run through a brick wall because you're giving the body key nutrients. I was also using oncological hyperthermia. So, Lisa, they would heat me up to super high temperature. And, of course, you know, cancer cells can't survive in the presence of high heat. Of course, healthy cells do phenomenal and can adapt beautifully. So creating that environment of high heat plus the fact that the body will now kick out interferon and really strengthen the immune system, which is why growing up and having fevers are so critical to the body. You want the immune system to be able to develop and do that. Of course, I never got to run a fever as a kid because every time I got, you know, quote, sick, my mother always had medication. The fear was there to bring down the fever immediately. And really the only fear from fever really is more of a dehydration component. So we kind of tapped into some of those fever components to strengthen the immune system. I also use bioresonance therapy. Go ahead, Lisa.
No. Go ahead. What was that? Bioresonance therapy? What is that?
Bioresonance. It is. So it's testing. You know, everything in the body has a frequency. Healthy cells, abnormal cells. And so they were able to use bioresonance testing to help balance out certain biomarkers in my body that were out of balance. So for me, my liver was congested. My body was into autoimmune. My adrenals were shot. So we were able to use these bioresonance frequencies to help balance that back out for me, along in tandem with PAPIMI, which is pulsed electromagnetic frequencies, which was also balancing these things out. So between, you know, these treatments and that environment that I was in, the body responded beautifully. And that's really what saved my life. Wasn't even the treatment. It was my mindset around, you know, not wanting to treat the disease, but wanting to create the environment where the body can heal. Because the body's always doing the right thing under the circumstances. And there's really no difference between health or disease. Your body's doing exactly what it's supposed to do in the environment that you put it in. I wanted to change the environment. And that's exactly what I did.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, Dr. Rob, tell us about yourself and how you two gentlemen came together.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And one of the things that we always tell people, because people come into our brick and mortar offices to want to get healthier, but also to want to come in specifically to be able to get customized nutritional advice to be able to lose weight. So when we talk to people, Randy always lets people know, I've never had a weight problem. And I always let them know, but he did, you know, he had cancer and overcame that. But I did have a weight problem. So as young as 13, I was about 5'4" and I weighed 210 pounds. So I always say I was like as wide as I was tall. You could like literally roll me down the street. And I always really struggled with that. And the only thing that I knew to do was what my mom used to do, which was to go on a diet or restrict calories. And so I remember being 13 years old, your peers can be really mean and unfiltered with what it is that they say. So I was called fat or chubby when I was wanting to, at 13 years old, date the cute girl. They didn't want to date me because I was too fat. So I was like, you know what, I've had enough of that. And so one of my baseball coaches suggested a strategy that I do not recommend. And he said, you need to start doing some pushaways. And I didn't know what that was, what exercise that was. And he said, you got to start pushing away from the table. And so I'm such an extreme person, right? I'm such an extreme person. That means restrict your calories. So if a little is good, then a lot is way better. So I would go 6-7 days, Lisa, without eating a bite and just drinking water. And so this diet, just like the word diet, the first three letters spell the word die, not a good strategy. And I remember it was Christmas time. I was going shopping with my mom. I was going to get in the car. She looked over and I wasn't there. I passed out cold in the parking lot because I had gone from 210 pounds to 124 pounds. In a span of about 3 months, I was starving myself to death and was definitely clinically anorexic. Almost died, and that was my wake-up call. But even with that wake-up call, everything that we've been taught conventionally, like Dr. Randy was saying, is eating more meals a day, eating more often, making sure that you're eating right when you get up first thing in the morning, and eating your grain and doing these different things. that caused me to really struggle, along with the fact that I had wrecked my metabolism when I was starving myself. So when Randy got diagnosed with cancer, I had an injury where I'd blown out a disc in my lower back in a 12-millimeter disc herniation. So leading up to that time, in order for me just to be able to maintain a healthy weight, I had to be perfect with my exercise, perfect with my diet, or I would immediately gain weight. I couldn't even eat dinner and eat the same thing that Dr. Randy would eat, because he would lose 2 pounds and I would gain 5 pounds.
So mad at me. You know, I'm always picking off your
I bet.
Food. I'm losing 2 pounds and Rob's gaining it. It was a point of contention in our relationship.
It was very annoying. And so I blow out my disc in my lower back, and I can't walk and I can't bend over, excruciating pain. So that also meant I couldn't exercise. And because I couldn't exercise to be perfect, the next thing I knew, 12 months passed and I had gained 65 pounds. And so that's when Randy got diagnosed with cancer. So he goes to Spain. I went with him to support him, to take care of him, to adjust him, pray for him. And we get back and we said, you know what? What was happening there in Spain was absolutely incredible, obviously, because Randy didn't have cancer anymore.
That's always a great clinical outcome, not being dead, by the way.
Oh, for sure. Right.
Yeah,
exactly. So, like, we got to stop making these mistakes that we were making. And I started following the same principles that we had learned when we were in Spain to myself, with the bioresonance that he was talking about, with just the lifestyle that he was talking about. And the next thing I knew, as soon as I started that, Lisa, within 7 days, the excruciating pain that I had in my lower back going all the way down my leg was completely gone. My clothes started fitting differently, and I was like, what is going on? So the scale that I had tucked away in my closet that I never, ever wanted to get on because I hated what it would say, I get on it, and the next day I look, and I had lost a pound. The next day I had, like, lost 2 pounds. The next thing I knew, that 65 pounds that I had gained was completely gone. It turned my metabolism back on, and now, 8 years later, I am at my ideal weight. I don't have to be perfect with my exercise. I don't have to be perfect with my nutrition because my metabolism was turned on as a result of what it is that Randy had been doing in Spain. So the fact that he went through what he went through with cancer, I went through what I went through with my weight gain, my disc issues, my metabolic issues, we were able to overcome that and now teach other people how to have a happy, healthy life, and doing it in a way that is fun, where they can be able to really, truly understand the things that they should be doing, and it's not what it is that we're traditionally taught.
Wow, that is fantastic. So you guys are the Happy Healthy Guys, and now you have Happy Healthy Thin, which is customized weight loss systems. Talk to us about that, Rob, or Dr. Rob, I should say.
Sure, absolutely. So yeah, so our Happy Healthy Thin is really the program that was birthed out of the experience in Spain. So now we've got people, in fact, we were just on Good Morning Texas this morning being interviewed about Happy Healthy Thin here for our office in Dallas-Fort Worth, and that's our brick-and-mortar location where people can be able to come in, go through testing and assessment in order to be able to find out what their metabolic deficiencies are, find out what it is that their body needs in order to be able to be happy and healthy. They go through our program, and we guarantee that they're going to lose weight in 5 weeks. And so the guarantee is that they'll lose 15 pounds in 5 weeks, and they do. And what we always tell people is if they only lost 15 pounds in 5 weeks, they're not doing the program correctly, because our average for women is around 25 to 30 pounds, and for men is 35 to 40 pounds. And so that's what we do in our Happy Healthy Thin offices.
Oh, that is so cool. And talk to us, you have a book coming out, right, Dr. Johns?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it's been a long time coming, Lisa, if you can probably appreciate that.
Oh.
Right? So, life. We've been working on this. In fact, we had it completely done, we thought. Went on our book tour at the end of this a few months ago and realized that it wasn't complete. So we really started traveling and interviewing people all over about what is your definition of the happy, healthy life. And what we found is that a lot of people see it completely different. But it all came back to some pretty common answers, because number one, who doesn't want to be happy, right? It's
right.
So healing, so healthy. And who doesn't want to live a healthy life? You know, 70, 80, maybe up to 90 years old in great health versus being sick and chronically ill and overweight and over-medicated, which seems to be now as more of the standard. And that's common, but it's definitely not normal. So we came back. We actually have added more back to the book, made a few tweaks. So we're going to re-release it. It's launching in January. We couldn't be more excited about it because it's going to help people get some real solutions, action steps on what to do to start making these changes, and obviously help direct people more towards our online programs, our super yummy and delicious SDT oil, which we know you're a big fan of as well.
Yes, strategy- I'm going to bring that up because I love it.
That we did. I mean, the whole thing was birthed out of, once again, our pain and what we went through, and now our purpose to help improve the lives of others.
Well, let's talk about this SCT oil because I use it all the time and it is absolutely fantastic. So Dr. Johns, tell us about it.
Oh, this stuff is the game changer. I'm so glad you love it. So we came back from Spain, and one of the strategies nutritionally that I was using was incorporating short chain fat into my nutritional protocols because the body has to have them. Fats are critical for the brain, preventing cognitive decline, for the metabolism, the gut, and for, you know, just burning fat in general, creating hormones. And I was very deficient in these types of fats. So over in Spain, they were using like sheep and goat milk, hard cheeses, certain vegetables to get my body to make these fats. So we come back to the States, and there just isn't anything available. And of course, most of the dairy in the States is hormonally incorrect, genetically incorrect, and full of some things we just don't want to put in our body. And then the other problem is, you know, your body can make short chain fats from fermenting carbohydrate. Here's the other problem. Most people have a gut microbiome that's in dysbiosis and is not able to do that. So you get these deficiencies. So we were literally forced into making short chain triglyceride oil. So you've heard of like long chain fat, medium chain fats like coconut oil or MCT oils. These are the shorter chains. They're the ones that are the most stable under heat, light, and oxygen. They're perfect brain food, perfect for the gut, requiring no bile, no pancreatic enzymes at all. And they're full of like butyric acid, which is that anti-inflammatory fat, the preferred source of fuel for the mitochondria, which are those respiration centers of the cells. So we can get incredible results by incorporating SDT oil into nutritional programs because of the benefits of these fats. Plus, they taste unbelievable, as you know.
Oh, it's so yummy. Oh my gosh. And it tastes like butter, but tell us how it's different in terms of lactose-free and all the other good stuff.
Yeah, it starts off as butter from grass-fed, genetically correct cows. But by the time we get done with it, our process, it's now hypoallergenic. So it's really not even a dairy product any longer. And what you have left are those beautiful short chains, the propionate, the butyrate, the acetate. These are the fats that tell the brain to burn fat for energy, to use visceral fat, the fat around our organs to burn that for energy, to balance and optimize hormones. And so what's left are those key short chain fats along with conjugated linoleic acid, which is a powerful metabolism fat. We're also, you've got all these other cofactors, key vitamins, vitamin K2, which is beautiful for the body, especially with preventing atherosclerosis. So you've got this whole food product that no longer is a dairy product, but still gets that great, great butter-rich flavor, which we all miss because we don't do really any dairy either for a lot of reasons.
Right.
This that ability to still get that flavor, plus the cooking point is 500 degrees. So there's nothing that can withstand heat like this oil.
And here's the great thing,
it
too.
It is amazing. Sure.
At the facility where we manufacture it, we've got very strict testing that's been done there to be able to show that it's completely hypoallergenic. So our folks that get it who have things like ulcerative colitis or irritable bowel syndrome, where they cannot have fat, same thing with somebody who no longer has a gallbladder,
right?
Where they can't emulsify fat, are using this, and this is the only type of oil that they can use, and it's a game changer for them. It really changes their life because that's somebody who thought that they would never be able to have oils or fats again.
See, that is so amazing.
Yeah,
you guys have to come back because I apologize. The time goes by so quickly, and I want to make sure I have time, obviously, to get all your links. I want people to follow you, check you out, get your SCT oil. But before I do that, I need to thank this month's sponsor, which is NeoCell. We are huge fans. I don't know if you know this, but your body's natural collagen production slows as you age, and you want to replenish that collagen. NeoCell collagen, it helps minimize fine lines, wrinkles, improves skin elasticity, builds and supports your bone matrix, supports healthy connective tissue, promotes circulation. So you want to restore your youthful vitality? Then you should go to NeoCell. It's the number one collagen brand in the U.S. and a leader in nutracosmetics. You can check them out at NeoCell.com. All right, gentlemen, Dr. Johns, tell us where we can find you guys and Rob and get all your great stuff.
Right. So the easiest way to get our SCT oil is just go right to the site. It's SCTOil.com. You can also go, if you have interest in our online weight loss program and anti-aging program, that's at ketabolicmethod.com. You can find us on social media at The Happy Healthy Guys. So like us, follow us. We do a ton of content you can get access to. And of course, the book will be coming out in January, and we'll have a site to direct everybody to there as well. So right now, SCTOil.com, at The Happy Healthy Guys.
All right. Well, we're going to have you guys back in the new year. Want to hear all about your book. I want to read it. I'm super excited. I just think you guys are so incredible. I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Please rate, review, and subscribe. It makes a big difference. You can check us out at Andrea Donsky, at Health Media Gal 1, and at Your Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.